This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
And welcome back. My name is Mark Terrio with News Talk 1010. Thank you very much for riding along with me on a partially sunny now, Sunday afternoon in downtown Toronto. I'm not sure what it's like where you are. I know there were thunder and all sorts of storm and tornado warnings throughout the province a little bit earlier in the afternoon. Do you believe in UFOs? My next guest says that might be the wrong question. His name is Ralph Blumenthal, and he is, I think I could safely describe him as a researcher who's looked into UFOs and a regular contributor to the New York Times. He was part of their investigative journalism team that broke the story a while back of the Pentagon's long secret unit that is still, or was up until December 2017, investigating unidentified flying objects. They called them then Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. Since then, his team and he have reported on Navy pilots' close encounters with UFOs, including getting audio tape that was played. I think we even played it on this program because it was quite compelling. Of let's call it a close encounter between pilots and something that they just didn't know what it was. It was flying very fast and doing things that they thought were pretty spectacular. Have a listen.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA.
My gosh.
They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west.
Look at that thing, dude.
That's not our LNS, though, is it?
It's not. That is the LNS, dude.
Well, if there's like
look at that thing.
It's rotating.
Nickel 6-1 ping of Roger, brother.
Can you box moving target?
No, I took an auto track.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Wow, look at the fly.
That audio of U.S. Navy pilots encountering what they didn't know what it was. We call it an object that was flying, and it was unidentified. At first, they thought it was a drone. My guest is Ralph Blumenthal, part of the team that has been writing these stories in the New York Times, including one just recently. Ralph, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Believing in UFOs is not the right question to ask, what should we be asking?
Well, you just played a audio track of something that gives me goosebumps. It's the moment when the Navy pilots lock onto this object that they had spotted, and they're all excited. And that's why, we say, do you believe in UFOs is not the right question, because you don't ask, do you believe in the moon and the stars or the chair you're sitting on? This is not a question of belief anymore. Maybe it once was. But now when, Navy pilots are, fastening onto these things, and the electronic, cameras and the thermal imaging systems lock onto them and show the image of these actual physical things, we don't know what they are, but there's something, it's wrong to ask, do you believe in it anymore? I mean, it's there, so if you can believe in it or not believe in it, but it's there.
Yeah, the radar wouldn't have locked on to a figment of their imagination.
Right.
So in your latest report, you talk about how the military in the U.S. particularly is still investigating aerial phenomenon and vehicles that they don't fully understand. They've changed the names and the terminology they use for that. But your article in the New York Times presents a couple of slides that use, fairly innocuous language, but language that kind of makes you go, wait a minute. What did they just say? What do you take of it?
Well, it is interesting. We reported for the first time that associates of this program, the Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon Task Force, which is the latest name for this UFO investigating agency in the Pentagon, was actually holding briefings for congressional committees and high-level members of the defense and intelligence establishments and private contractors. and they were using these slides to make the point that there is research going on into reported crashes of some of these objects and retrieval of material. Now, this is really the most compelling evidence we have of the fact that there's something to it. We were not able to put our hands on any of this material. It's classified. There are no photographs that we can get our hands on. So the closest we can get is the idea that we have evidence that high members of the government and members of Congress were briefed on these reported crashes. So that is a huge step forward. You know, we still don't know a lot about it, but the fact that, you know, official briefings are taking place is quite compelling.
Yeah, I mean, there have long been rumors of, you know, UFO crash debris at Area 51, but here's an unclassified slide of an existing program being briefed to members of Congress referring to things like, and it says, quote here, one of their tasks is to arrange for access to data reports and materials from crash retrievals of advanced aerospace vehicles. And in one other area of the slide, it talks about threats, and it refers to advanced aerial vehicles, aerospace vehicles, phenomena of foreign derivation, including off-world. What does that mean?
Yeah, right. Well, they're putting into language what you know, what we're talking about. That there's some concern that some of these crashes are concerned objects not of this Earth. So there's two concerns that members of the government have. One is that that these objects may be extraterrestrial in the first place. Secondly, that their technology may be of interest to our earthly adversaries, and you know, we want to get the benefit of that technology before our enemies do. So there's that concern. So it's really quite extraordinary that they put this you know, down on paper as part of the briefing slide.
Yeah, this is something that this is not, you know, War of the Worlds. This is not a radio play. This is a real briefing by real defense officials to real members of Congress. You've uncovered this for the New York Times. Where do you go next from here?
Well, that's a good question. You know, we follow the evidence. There's no money here, so we don't follow the money. You know, it's very difficult to get people to talk to us because a lot of this stuff is classified. We're not encouraging any of our sources to break the law. We ourselves did not publish any classified information. It was all unclassified. And the Navy videos that the New York Times put on its website starting back in December 2017 were also officially released to us. They weren't leaked. They weren't classified. These were unclassified videos. Maybe people think, God, it's so amazing. They should have been classified, but they weren't. So the hard part is getting people to talk to us, moving on to see what further evidence we can get, you know, learning more about these briefings step by step. But it is very, very difficult.
Ralph Blumenthal, contributor to the New York Times. And is it fair to call you a UFO researcher or an expert in this type of phenomenon?
Well, I'm a reporter. I'm proud to have that name. I worked for the New York Times for a long time. I'm now retired from the Times, but I still contribute. So I'm still a reporter.
Fair enough. Ralph Blumenthal, I appreciate you joining us on a Sunday afternoon. We'll have to have you back after you uncover something else that makes me go,
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thanks very much. We're going to take a short break on the station where Toronto gets answers, News Talk 1010.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.